to another episode of Muay Thai Save Me. My name is Crew Neil, and if it's your first time logging into the show, just know it's how Muay Thai has impacted your life in a good way. We bring in guests every week that just kind of share their story. And today, I have Manny, one of our Glendalians. At our Glendale location. And, Manny, thank you so much. Manny Escandon. Yes. Manny, before we get started, tell whoever's listening right now, who is Manny?
First of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Because, like I was saying earlier, there's a lot that I'm unsure what's what we're doing. But, who's Manny? Well, we're way back, right? I know from what you've heard from me, I'm a U.S. veteran, Marine Corps. I've lived in LA my whole life. They were just asking, Mexican American. Learning Armenian now.
Wow.
From our members. They're starting to teach me, so I'm very appreciative about that.
When did you get out of the Marine Corps?
When did I get out?
Yeah.
I got out in 99.
Okay.
Close to 2008. So, I've been working this whole time. I went to two culinary schools. Okay. So right now I'm working in the hospitality business. I'm in the restaurant business right now. General manager, so I put in a lot of hours. But I still have time for you guys.
It's true.
Okay, find the time.
I remember the first day to share the story. How when I first met you, we had just opened up the gym, right? The gym maybe had been open a week, and then you came in and you're like, what is this? And we didn't even have a sign. We kind of hung a banner.
Yeah, right?
We hung a banner up, and you came in and I spoke to you, and I remember you were just like, I just want to change things up. I lift weights at the nearby gym, and I want to do some cardio, more cardio.
Yeah, right.
And you were kind of hesitant. I remember you were kind of like,
See, the thing is, during the pandemic, right? I've been a gym rat my whole life. I learned how to work out in the rings, obviously. But I've been hitting the gym this whole time and lifting a lot of weights. But pandemic hits, gyms closed down, right? It's really hard to get good workouts in. I work in the restaurant business, and if you work in restaurants, it's long hours, especially with management. Work minimum for 50 hours a week, minimum. On a good week, it's more realistically about 60. On a bad week, we're talking about 75. So we're in there the whole time. With that being said, gyms are shut down. I'm always at work. So I started losing track of fitness progress, and I started not feeling right, not looking good. It's just a bad time after the post-pandemic.
What, 30 pounds, 35 pounds? I had to figure out how to trim it down, get into that the cutting cycle, as they call it. I just couldn't see myself doing the treadmills. It's just boring. It's just too boring for me.
I
had to figure out how to make it more fun for me. And I remember when you told me when I came in, I was like, hey, I don't know. I'm going to have to go slow first, right? But, I was coming in, once or twice a week?
Yeah. And you were saying, that's all your body could handle
at
that time.
That's it, because it was pretty intense. The workouts, I wasn't used to moving my entire body. Yeah, when you go to the gym, you're pushing heavy weights, but it's limited motion, right? Yeah, it's just a bad range of motion. That's it.
Yeah.
Here, oh my God. You're doing foot movement.
Yeah.
You're moving your shoulders, you're pivoting.
Yeah.
It's the whole body workout. So, yeah. So, go home, next day you wake up sore, completely sore, so hard to get out of bed. But it's normal, right? It's a normal thing.
How did you feel though when you were getting up that? Were you like, oh my God?
I'll be honest with you, man. When the first time I woke up, I was like, oh my God, what is this? I'm like, oh yeah, I have abs. They hurt. I'm like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, damn, should I go see a doctor? This can't be right.
Why is it hurt like
this?
Am I
excited? Why am I in so much pain? You know? But yeah, I mean, you just keep coming, consistency, you know, just keep coming in. And yeah, eventually started off with only twice a week.
Yeah.
Which is all my body could take at the time. And my goal was to do three, right? So I started coming in another day. I just found the time to come in. Eventually, I'm doing four. I met some other members who a little bit younger, and they were coming in twice a day.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second, you're coming in twice a day? Like, how? And I was like, wow, these people are coming in twice a day? So that became a goal for me.
Mm.
That became a goal for me too. And I eventually was able to do it physically.
Nice.
Like, I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I had the motivation for it, but I just couldn't physically do it. Eventually, I came to the point where first twice a day.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
And I just kept coming, consistency, coming in. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of weeks ago, I took vacation. And from work, took vacation from work. And I told everybody, hey, I'm taking a week off. I'll see you in a week. And everybody's excited for me. Hey, you deserve it. Like, yeah. Where are you going to go, man? Yeah. Hey, where are you going to travel? Where are you going to stay home. Like, well, what are you going to do then? I'm like, I'm going to do Muay Thai for a week. People were like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm dead. Dead serious. I'm just gonna go work out, do my Muay Thai classes in the day, and just hit normal gym at night. And for seven days I did that. So I went from doing twice a week to like every day.
Wow, one week.
And I timed it for Coach David's fight.
Nice,
right? I timed it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna take that week off. Because it was the week of the Marine Corps birthday and veterans, so it's a good excuse.
Okay.
But I timed it, so I went Muay Thai all week, and then saw Coach David fight, and he won that title. Yes. So it was just like cherry on top.
I love that.
It was awesome.
I love that. Great week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm actually going to bring him back on the show because he was actually our very first episode when we launched this podcast. And he shares in that podcast episode of like how he has aspirations of being a champion. You fast forward a year later, he's done it.
Yeah.
So I want to bring him back on the show and just kind of let him share his insight of like how much he's grown as a person, as a fighter, and some of the things he's had to endure, right? Because I know a lot of people, when they have goals, they think it's going to be easy. But they don't realize all the setbacks, the trials and tribulations that you got to deal with mentally and physically in order to overcome a lot of obstacles to eventually attain your goal. And I think it would be awesome for people to hear that, like another success story from someone who started out with nothing. And then now it's like, I have these visions that like, I'm going to be a champ one day.
Right.
And he made that happen. And
that'd be great.
I think that'll be a cool one. So thank you for being there. It was great to see you there.
That was awesome.
It's so funny because everyone always tells me at the shows, man, Cruneo, your gym's something else because they see all of us go crazy for our fighters. You know, we go crazy.
Right. No, yeah. And having two locations right now, I'm Glendale. Mm-hmm. It seems small, right? So a lot of our members are like, Glendale's really small. It's not a whole lot of members. Well, there is, but we're talking about that. It's been growing, right? But once you get to go to North Hollywood and see how many members they have, the community that they have there, it's eye-opening. But that casino, everywhere you went in that casino, it was all MTK gear everywhere. I'm like, wow, this is a sea of MTK.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So it's a lot of people supporting me. So
absolutely. And it was just a special night because of the reward that was waiting at the end.
At the end. It was all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's super cool. So I'm glad you were able, and I'm proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself that you went from 2 days to 7 days a week. 7 days.
And let me tell you, Bruno went, the reason why I went for like cutting back on my calories and working out, putting more cardio in, So I did that body scan. You know, you have one at NoHo, but I did it at Gold's.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's when I realized, dude, I'm 235.
Yeah.
Which is great. But, you know, that sheet of paper tells you your body fat percentage, right? And when I looked at that body fat percentage, I was like, I'm in trouble. Truly, I was 27%.
Wow.
Yeah. That's that's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's scary high. If my doctor was to see, I never showed that to my doctor. Right? If my doctor was to see that, he'd probably put me on meds. Like, you need to get on some meds right now. But I was like, okay, I got to bring that down. So I'm waiting for next month. Nice. And I'm going to do the body scan with you guys this time.
Nice.
And I'm expecting it to be a lot lower than that.
Absolutely. Hopefully. And, you know, we were talking earlier, but you said you actually, before you walked in these doors, you were saying something that you were actually looking at boxing gyms originally, right? And I think you said something. What were you saying again?
So I was looking at, because I hate treadmills.
Yeah.
Stairmasters and all that stuff they have at global gyms. I needed to do something fun, right? And I don't know, I'm more traditional. Like, so I was thinking, okay, boxing.
Yeah.
I could do boxing.
Yeah.
How bad could that be? And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of cardio. So I was like looking up boxing gyms in LA, and there was a couple I was very interested in the Valley. And so I was about to call them up that same week. And, but I saw your banner outside. I work across the street. So I was like, you know what? Muay Thai kickbox. Why not? You know, let me see what's going on.
I love that.
So I just like cross the street. No excuses. That's when I first met you.
Yes.
You're amazing. So I was like, oh man, this guy's cool. So I remember you were like, well, try one session with us. Let us know what you think. And if you decide, you can join up. I'm like, man. The second I walked in those doors, I had already decided I'm joining this gym because I need to for my own health.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do something. And there's no excuse. I work across the street. Like, how can you tell me, traffic? No, there is no traffic. You're just crossing the street, you know? So there was zero excuse. So I was like, I'm doing this. So I just determined.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came in here, it was like, all right, let's go. Let's go to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, it's similar to boxing, but would I have chosen Muay Thai? No, I wouldn't have chosen Muay Thai just for Muay Thai. I know what it was, obviously, but I'm glad I did. I mean, this place is amazing.
You know, we were
talking a little bit about that earlier.
Yeah. How, could you share with the audience that, like, what were some of the things that stood out to you when you signed up and, you know, you're coming to 2 days a week, but now you're coming every day. Like, what are some of the things that stood out to you?
Okay, so this is where Muay Thai kind of changed it for me, like the whole working out. I came in with goals of, losing body fat, working on my stamina, getting, you know, better shape. But during the workouts, something happened. Something happened up here, you know? I was like, what's going on? Like I told you earlier, I work 10, 12 hours a day, sometimes 6 days a week. It depends, right? And I mean, all the viewers, they all go through the same thing. They have drastic lives with their careers, at home, things are going on. So there's a lot of noise in your head all day long.
Yeah.
Stress, you know? And everybody goes through it. It's normal, it's life. The thing that I realized coming working out here versus the global gym is once you come in here, that noise, it starts quiet down, right? Once I'm wrapping up, you know, it's like, it's quiet. There's nothing in here.
I love that.
And once the class starts, guess what? It's just focused.
I love that.
And nothing else exists.
Yeah.
But that combination.
Mm-hmm.
And for an hour, hour and a half, it's like peace. Peace of mind, you know. So I think a lot of people from what are here, people talking, other members, they go through the same thing. And on top of that, through the workout, you feel amazing. You're like, I feel great.
Yeah.
It's all the endorphins, right?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's why they come twice a day. That's why they come every day, because that feeling you can't get out of Global Gym. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
You could get close to it, but
not like this.
Not like this.
Yeah. I have a saying that Muay Thai gives you endorphins on top of endorphins. Yes. Like, it's just because you feel it's different. Amazing.
It's amazing. So for me, we were talking about earlier, it's like, yeah, you go through a stressful day. I mean, 12 hours, then you got to fight traffic. And it's like, oh, you think of all these problems from work, mm-hmm. all problems at home. Shut it off. Mm-hmm. Shut it off when you're in here. And when you go home, man, you feel amazing because you got all this.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Awesome. So you go home, you have the rest of the day, and you're in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mood changer, man. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's great. So, yeah, it went from yeah, I need to lose some weight to like, dude, I need this because it's good for my mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
What would you say to anyone that might be listening right now that, you know, maybe was in that same boat, like, man, I've been working out, but man, I've put on kind of too much weight, like bad weight. I need to get rid of some of this. And I don't know, I'm looking for something. Like, what could you say to them that maybe saw a Muay Thai gym near them and they're kind of, I don't know. What could you say to them to like help them just, hey.
Yeah, definitely. I would just say, just go for it. Don't be afraid. I mean, yeah, I was hesitant and I did it. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go to the gym, like Global Gyms, yeah, that's what they are. They can push a lot of weight and mm-hmm. stuff. But can you get the satisfaction from a Muay Thai gym, not just us, but any other gym out there? Man, it's something special, you know? I'm sure boxing gyms are the same, but Muay Thai is, I would just say, just walk in, just do it, try it. I'm sure they'll fall in love with it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Manny, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Yeah. It was great to have you. And I'm sure a lot of members that know you, this is going to be cool for them to hear.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you know this about Manny.
Right.
Yeah. But Manny, yeah, thank you again. If they are ever visiting Glendale and they're looking for a great place to eat and they want to see Manny, where can they go visit you at?
Well, I work in Studio City, actually.
Okay.
So, but Studio City is really close to the Noho. Yeah, it's like 10 minutes away from the Noho gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Because I was there last night.
Oh.
And but anybody who wants to come visit,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Studio City CPK.
Okay. Okay. I love it. You guys heard that. Studio City.
Yes.
Manny, thank you again. Okay.
You're welcome.
But guys, again, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Muay Thai Savian. You know, like I said earlier, if it's your first time tuning in, we like to bring on guests that how Muay Thai has impacted their life in a great way. If you like this episode or any of our other content, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Stay tuned for next week's